Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, it's Jaesu. We're here at the Cambridge Comic Book Arts Festival, and we're glad to be joined here by one of our favorite artists, our good friend, our partner, guy who's helped us out many times with the podcast, Mr. John Bomer.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, sir. How are you doing?
I am doing awesome.
Okay. Now, as an artist, what does a little show like this mean to you that's celebrating the comic arts?
This kind of show is the kind of show that I really like. This is what I kind of started out with, you know, with the small free comic book day events at the comic shop and stuff like that, you know, thanks to people like Paul Tappe who really made that happen for me. That gave me the opportunity to really start to appreciate fandom and how much people like this kind of, not only artwork, but just the whole kind of genre in general. And, you know, a little show like this gives you that opportunity to just sit there and chat with people. So, you know, whether we sell a print or do any sketches or anything like that, it really doesn't matter. You get the opportunity to just sit down and talk to people. And with shows like this, there's no huge lineups that you have to wait for somebody to push themselves at a, you know, through a crowd or something like that just to talk to you or say hi. So there's some people that I've gotten to talk to them, you know, they're musicians and, you know, other artists who are trying to figure out a way to draw a hand properly, something like that. And I can sit there and I can take the time and talk to them and show them examples and, you know, so these kind of events give you the opportunity to actually interact with people more so than any other large show could possibly give you that chance. So that's what I really like about these ones. I think it makes a world of difference when you can interact with people that close.
Yeah, and as I've talked to you and Ryan and Kath many times over the last few years, small shows like this where we've met so many friends to the podcast and people you keep interacting with afterwards.
And I think that comes down to the fact that, you know, in a show like this, you can take the time to become friends with someone. You go to a big show like Fan Expo or, you know, even Niagara Falls Comic Con, as large as that's growing, the lineups are getting huge, the crowds are getting big, and, you know, from a business perspective, that is fantastic. You know, to bring that kind of culture on that scale to those cities, it's awesome, and I'm glad to have been part of, you know, Niagara Falls Comic Con from the get-go. But the one thing that I miss out of that is that I don't get to interact with the people in the same way. So that's why I jump on board with these smaller shows, because then I can, you know, I get the big business show out of the way, and then I can take the time and focus on the interaction show. And that's what I really look forward to.
Cool. And, you know, speaking of small shows, a couple of years ago we did Articon.
Yep.
We met Alfonso. And
yes.
If not for him, we wouldn't be here today.
That's right. Yeah, that was just, you know, we walked by, saw he had some books and said, hey, I want to interview you. And he said yes. So, yeah, that was fantastic. And again, the same scenario, small show, you get the time to become friends. And we've run into him at pretty much every show since then. And every time we go somewhere, you know, Alfonso's there. Hardest working guy in independent comics.
Oh, for sure.
And, yeah, it was, he asked me last year and I couldn't make it because I had a different obligation. But he got to me this year and he's just like, John boy, I want you here. And you know what? You just can't say no to Alfonso.
That's what he said to us, too.
Yeah, you just can't. You know, he's a great guy. He's fun to work with and, you know, a good friend. And it's awesome that, you know, he wanted us to be part of this one. And I'm super glad that I could make it.
Yeah, definitely. And he brought you out of semi-retirement to do some art today.
Not so much retirement, more of a break. I've got a lot on my plate with a lot of the different things that I'm involved with.
And you've got some future projects coming up that we can't talk about just yet.
We can't talk about them yet, but that's a big part of why my scheduling this year is so different. This is actually the only appearance I'm making this year under my own banner. So the Drawn by John kind of banner that I have, this is the only thing I'm doing this year. I'm not doing any other appearances, you know, small shops, big shows, anything like that. I'm not doing that this year because I just have too much on my plate. I will be appearing with someone at the table at one or two shows this year, bigger shows. Cool. Just helping them out, working on the projects that we're working on. But, yeah, unfortunately, I can't give you more details than that yet.
You know what? I love when people say that. You know something awesome's coming up that you'll get to talk about later on.
And you know what? It is something awesome. And we've been working on it for over a year now, just trying to get the details in place. And it's been tough. It's a lot of work that we're doing. We're putting a lot of time in it to make sure that we get it just right. You know, we've put together, you know, a few different plots and developed a whole ton of characters, and it's going to be good. It's going to be real good. So just, you know, I'm not going to be around. I'm not going to be that visible as much, but, you know, I'm still going to be working on the YouTube channel for We Got the Geek, doing some drawing videos. I got a few of them scheduled, kind of my list at my desk. The camera is ready to go. But, yeah, I'm going to be pretty busy with that. Next year, I'm rebranding my whole thing, and next year I will be appearing everywhere again. But, yeah, this year I kind of got to step back a bit.
That's cool. And you've helped us out with some great interviews over the last little while, too, at Toronto Comic Con.
Yeah, Toronto Comic Con, that was so much fun. You know, I got to sneak out and play photographer and interview some people with you, and that was fun, especially getting to sit there while you're chatting with Teal'c and I'm snapping away. I bet you I took 200 photos of you guys just talking. That was so much fun.
And it was that
small Toronto show that I was my very first show that I ever went to and got to meet George Perez, and that's what really started this whole bug for me. So being able to go there and do that with you guys this past March was so much fun. Just kind of brought things around full circle for me. So, yeah, I'm getting to appreciate things a lot more this year because I'm taking that time to kind of step back a bit.
Oh, fantastic. Now, it is a geek podcast, and we used to have you on doing the surveys and whatnot. Get your opinion on something, and hopefully you've seen it so I don't look like an idiot.
Okay.
Thoughts on the latest Star Wars trailer?
I have seen it. There's two now, right? There's the teaser trailer and the official trailer.
Yeah.
Right. So I have seen it. I've seen it once.
Okay.
Which is unusual for me. Because the teaser, I saw 15 times in the first hour that it was out. I'm stoked. I'm really excited because there's going to be so much more that we get out of this. I don't know. I'm super excited. I can't even think of the details right now. I'm probably going to sit down and watch the trailer as soon as we're done talking again. But just, I don't know. It's the ending of the trailer that kind of threw me off a bit with the, you know, Chewie, we're home.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. Very emotional moment for me when I saw that.
It made grown men cry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not one of them, however.
Diana made fun of me. I'll put it that way.
I was super stoked to see, obviously, Harrison Ford, and we know it's Peter Mayhew as Chewie.
Yeah.
It's great to see that. My personal opinion, I would have rather seen them in the cockpit, you know, in an action part to show us that they've still got the balls and still are, you know, right at it. See that, they're home. Like, what, the retirement home? Like, which home?
I don't know.
The line is what threw me off on that, but the rest of the trailer was just fantastic. Loved it.
Nice. All right, man. Well, we thank you for talking to us today, and hopefully you'll grant us an exclusive interview when one of these mystery projects comes into being.
Well, when one of the mystery projects comes into being, because I'm involved with a couple, obviously you guys are going to get the exclusive rights to the first interview, but that won't actually be my saying, because somebody else that is involved is also a huge fan of We Got the Geek, and it will be him saying, yeah, these guys are doing the first one. So,
cool.
You guys are kind of, you got it no matter what.
Cool. Want to plug your fishing show?
Sure. Yeah, I also do a fishing show on YouTube, something I started last August. Fishing being probably my favorite hobby of all time. It's my way of relaxing, and, you know, whenever I get too busy with drawing or work or, you know, need a break from anything, fishing is what I do. And just for the fun of it, as a way to kind of give me a reason to go out fishing, because I have to keep up with my videos, to kind of help keep me grounded with the things that help me relax, I started a YouTube channel. It's called The Angler Files. And got about 18 or 20 videos up now. Started it last August, so we're rapidly approaching the first year, and it's quite popular. As of last night, 104 subscribers and over 10,000 views.
Nice.
The past, I guess, 10 months, and it's something that is just so much fun for me to do. You know, just another thing to keep me busy, but you know, it's a way for me to share another love that I have with people that are out there. You know, I get to offer tips and techniques with things that I learned my whole life. But also, you know, you get to kind of see me as I am, just having fun, getting dirty, falling.
Nice.
I don't cut the bloopers out. In most cases, I leave as much of it in as I can. And, it seems to have gotten a good response. And funny enough, just as we were on our way here, I stopped at the bank, and the woman that I was talking to actually recognized me from the fishing show as I'm on the way to an artist show. So that's always fun, getting to interact with people for so many different reasons. And, you know, like I said, that's what this show is all about.
And is there a Facebook group that people can go to and like?
Yes. Just as I have the Drawn by John Facebook page, we also have an The Angler Files Facebook page that links over to the Twitter, the Google Plus account, and the YouTube channel, of course. I'm all over the place in so many different ways. Easy to find me.
All right, excellent, man. Cool hanging out with you again, as always.
Absolutely.
And we'll talk to you again real soon.
For sure. Thanks, man.
Thanks, man.
Looking for a new comic book reading experience? Found it. Studio Comics. Led by Alfonso Espinoz, Studio Comics has a variety of talented artists and writers bringing tales of crystal skulls, circus freaks, and misunderstood superheroes. Check out their website at studiocomics.com. That's studio, C-O-M-I-X.com. And you can purchase their comics at better comic book shops near you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.